Welcome to Washington in Focus. I'm your host, Brett Davis, the Center Square's Washington State Editor. Joining me today is reporter Randy Brock. You wrote an article this week about claims that Governor Jay Inslee and the State Department of Ecology are responsible for declining salmon populations in the Puget Sound. What's that all about?
Well, that's a disputed claim, and there's some politics involved to which the governor's office has taken considerable offense. On Friday, three Republican U.S. representatives, Dan Newhouse and Kathy McMorris Rogers of Eastern Washington and Cliff Bentz of Oregon, they issued a press release saying that Inslee, a Democrat, and Ecology were, quote, responsible for killing Puget Sound salmon and must be held accountable for their negligence. The three congressional members cited a report last week from the U.S. General Accountability Office, which cites poor water quality in Puget Sound as a key factor in these reduced salmon populations.
Can you explain what any of this has to do with Inslee and Ecology?
The Republicans contend that Inslee's administration's been so distracted over the past decade with, quote, misguided efforts to breach the lower Snake River dams that they've completely ignored the salmon being poisoned in their own backyard, end quote. So they say there's been this.
Not very subtle.
Yeah, not very subtle at all. They say there's been years of dumping raw sewage and pollution into the Puget Sound. That's decimated the fish, and in turn, that's jeopardized an orca pod living in the sound, which feed on the fish. So this GOP trio, they accuse Inslee of, and their words, hypocritical, politically motivated, and guilty of dereliction of duty.
So I'm going to guess that Governor Jay Inslee had a response to that. What did he say?
His office responded in a big way. On Wednesday, they provided a lengthy, rather pointed reply to the claims, saying that Inslee, and this is a quote, has made salmon recovery a priority of his administration. He created an entire office dedicated to salmon recovery and has directed billions of dollars toward these issues. The result is we lead the nation in meaningful action on the most critical issues facing salmon recovery in urban areas, quote.
Okay, so now getting back to the GAO report itself, what does it say? What does it actually say?
The GAO says that the Federal Environmental Protection Agency and the Washington Department of Ecology have missed several deadlines since 2012 in assessing these water quality standards in the Puget Sound. It also says that the salmon populations have declined within the sound due in part to water quality impairments such as elevated water temperatures and some toxic chemicals, which include a chemical in tire dust called 6-PPD, which apparently is highly toxic to certain salmon, and then also remnants of copper impregnated brake pads that enter these water bodies from storm runoff from highways and roadways. So a spokesman for Inslee's office pointed out a number of remedial actions and funding that the governor supported to address the issues. Among the efforts that were cited were the State Department of Transportation is retrofitting stormwater drains in areas that are most critical to salmon, that Ecology is working with tribal representatives to study the tire dust issue, and that a state law was enacted in 2010 that phases out heavy metals that are used in automotive brake pads. So by about a year and a half, by 2025, these pads are supposed to contain less than 0.5% of a copper content. These are heavy metals that do wash off into streams and lakes and things like that. So, I mean, there is this contamination going on, and there's lots of runoff and there's lots of roadways in Western Washington. So it is kind of an issue. The governor's office also says that there is actually an agreement between EPA and Ecology on reporting requirements, which contends that the GAO has ignored. And the GAO itself says that Congress has failed to act on some recommendations to revise the Federal Clean Water Act to address what they call non-point source pollution, like agricultural runoff, to help restore these impaired waters. And lastly, the governor's office says that the three representatives themselves all voted against the Federal Infrastructure and Jobs Act, which invests big dollars into Washington State for salmon recovery.
I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. You mentioned the dams on the Snake River. What does any of this have to do with that?
That's a good question. One man's impression, it just seems sort of like a tit for tat, apples and oranges comparison by the Republicans, who believe, rightly or wrongly, that Inslee's sympathetic to organizations, tribes, individuals who want to breach the four dams in Southwest Washington. Folks who support dam removal say returning the snake to a free flowing river will boost salmon runs that return to their spawning grounds in Idaho. So right now, the Biden administration is involved in a mostly closed door mediation effort to resolve some longstanding litigation regarding this. And that's got these House representatives deeply concerned.
So basically, these congressional members, they want the dams to stay in place. Is that correct?
I mean, their point is the four federal dams were approved by Congress, and only Congress can decide whether to remove them. The court may differ. We'll find out. Supporters of the dam say that the infrastructure, along with habitat improvements and hatchery production, have increased salmon numbers, and that removing the dams would eliminate renewable hydropower serving thousands of homes and businesses in the region. Same supporters say the dams provide irrigation, flood control, barge navigation along the Snake and Columbia Rivers. And that in turn reduces emissions emitted by truck and rail traffic hauling commodities between Lewiston and ports in Vancouver and Portland that go out to the Pacific.
Well, that's interesting given the big push by the Inslee administration to get electric vehicles on the road and electric heat pumps into homes in Washington. You'd think they'd want more electricity available, not less.
You would make that assumption. So there's some contradictions here. I guess we'll see how that all plays out over time.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com. For Randy Brock, this is Brett Davis. Please subscribe and thanks for listening.